drop, missed tackles early, and then you made a play, and it seemed like maybe the dam broke a little bit. That kind of way.
Yeah, it did, and it just shows you, again, we talk about it every week. When we didn't win games, it's about making plays, and that's what changes games around. Like you mentioned, we had three balls, I think, on defense that we missed early that could have been touchdowns probably the other way for us. We dropped two balls on offense, and one that was probably a touchdown. Nate's could have had a chance to go all the way, and then Kenny drops one. So we just were having trouble catching it on both sides, and they had a chance that, you know, they were driving down for half, and we make the big play there on Zach Brown. You know, he missed one earlier, and he gets one, takes it to the house, and obviously then the punt return. I mean, we finally, you know, got things going and made plays that were there for us to make, and that continued in the second half. And the momentum changed, and we were able to get after the pass rusher a little bit and end up with seven sacks. And we you know, the defense and the special teams pretty much took over the game for us. Well, that's the thing. Usually, the hard part usually is the defense has to go right back out there after scoring a touchdown. But we did a nice job of getting off the field again, making another play. You know, on the three and out and returning the second. You know, D-Ray having setting a franchise record with two punt returns for touchdowns and some great blocking going on there once he got rolling. And you know, it seemed like that's what we're capable of doing. And you saw flashes of that earlier in the season, especially on special teams. And it seemed like it had been a long time since we made some plays on that side of the ball, and today was a day we needed it. Came at a good time. We wanted to win this football game in a big way. We needed a division win. We needed some confidence to finish up the season. You know, winning two games at home and the last two games at home was a good thing for us in front of our fans. So it was a lot of reasons to. This meant a lot to us, and again, we still missed a lot of plays early. But the good thing is, we didn't let it get carried away. That could have been 21-7 at half, or 17-7 at half, and we went ahead and made big plays and really changed the whole game around. Yeah, I think it's what we bragged on him when we got him. We thought, you're always going to question a lot of things. You know, we needed some other needs, and we always felt we needed a linebacker in the second round. And I thought we did, you know, we felt he was a guy that fit. We knew it wasn't something where he may not start right away. He didn't. I think he grew as the season went on, where he felt more comfortable, and he started playing more. And he's going to he'll be just like him and Akeem. I mean, when McCarthy's healthy, we think we got three special linebackers that have the ability to be playmakers. They're so athletic. He's fast. You know, him and Keem are very similar in that way. You can do a lot of things with them. I think that's why I keep saying there's going to be a lot of excitement on this team over the next, you know, going into next year and the year after, because of the type of players we're adding to this team. The last 2 years in the draft has been very, very good players we've added. They're going to be around a long time. And if we can, a few more pieces, and you're going to see something, I think, that's going to be very exciting to watch.
Was right now on the second turn, was he switching his right, cut to the left, and then?
No, that was his thing there. I mean, he's a great athlete, and I think once the guys, everyone rallied when he rallied, and that's a good athlete making a great play of not being going down there. You know, a lot of games, obviously, he'll be tackled right there, or he'll lose his balance and be pushed down, but he was able to reverse fields, and when you do that, usually there's a chance something good will happen. Sometimes you lose a lot of yards when you do that, but this is one of the times where he found the wall, and then guys rallied around him and had some nice blocks down the sidelines, and he walked a tight rope and made a huge play for us, and that's what happens. When you start making plays, it's contagious. I mean, you make one, you feel you can make another, just like when you don't make them, it seems like, and that seemed like how this game was starting, that we were going to miss out on opportunities and go, okay, here we go again. You know, we missed this one, and all of a sudden we didn't let that get us down, and we came back and took advantage of the opportunities as they came right before halftime, and never looked back. And we got a glimpse of what we should be capable of doing, and more regularly on Sundays. Yeah, I mean, that's part of it. I mean, I think it's a full, when you talk to the owner, it is from top to bottom, you're going to talk about your roster, what we think we're doing, why we're heading the right direction with some of the players we have, where we may need to add or make some adjustments that'll make a difference for next year. Same thing with coaching, you know, what we're doing there, what we're thinking is, and kind of just, you know, from top to bottom. And hopefully, again, when you see things like today, you should be excited that you have some good young players that can make plays. They're going to be here a long time. And I thought Tommy Campbell came in. You know, he forced that one turnover there. He's very physical with the receiver. They try to squeeze it in there. He makes a play and the ball pops up and Zach gets it, runs in for a touchdown. So I thought he came in and did a nice job also. So he had a nice young group here. And like we said, and sprinkle in some veterans. So again, this was a good way for us to finish. And we know we wanted a division win. We've been scrambling to get one of those. So all those things were good for us today. You know, 6-10 again. That's the best we could do. We knew that, but we're not happy about that. We have a lot of work ahead of us, but it's nice to end off with a win like today. I think the second half we talked about getting Campbell was playing already in the nickel package anyway. Last week we got him in some, I think, in the second half. Thought this week we'd give him a chance to play some more. Just like, you know, Byron Stingley, we want to see Byron. We thought it'd be a good chance to see Tommy in there play some man. And then in the second half, I think Jerry moved him in to start at the base in the corner for the second half, and he did a nice job. He's going to learn a lot, but he's a big guy, matches up well. He's physical corner, and paid off for that one play there that we saw for the touchdown. Well, definitely. I feel I'm the guy for the job. I feel like we're going to get this thing going. I think this is 9-7 a year ago, 6-10, not happy, but I think we're getting the right guys here. We're doing it the right way. I think obviously myself and the staff feel good about the direction we're going. We know we got some work ahead of us in that regard, but definitely I think we're going ahead, and obviously I'll have a talk, I'm sure, at some point with Mr. Adams, and hopefully he'll be agreeing with me.
Do you know when that conversation could take place?
No, I do not. Yeah, I think that there's no doubt. I think guys get frustrated when things aren't going your way. I think that happened some last week. We got out of position. We didn't play as well as we'd like, so it comes across as being something that's really not. It just was not a good performance by us. I knew this week, again, would be no different. We practiced well all week. We practiced hard. The Green Bay game didn't mean anything either. I mean, as far as we were already out of it that week, so that we played hard last week. It's just that we didn't play smart last week, and ended up how it did. But this week, again, we had a good week of practice. This team beat us before, so we knew this was going to be a challenge. We thought they played great last week against the Patriots and could have won that game for them, but we came out, and I think it's a good group of guys we have here. We didn't always play our best or play smart in games and didn't make the plays that were there in certain games, but we'll fix that, and that's what we need to work on, and that's what the offseason's for, free agency, draft, on and on, and find a way to get this team over the hump.
Do you think your dedication to the team over the last 30 years could help you when Mr. Adams makes this decision?
You know what, I really don't think so. I think it comes down to If Mr. Adams is confident I can do the job. I think that's what it comes down to. I think the fact that I've been here is nice and I played, I think it's been good for both of us. Me as a player, me as a line coach, I think it's been a good for both of us. But I think when it comes down to the NFL, it's about winning football games. And believe me, he's not going to keep me in the job just because I've been here. I don't think that'll be a factor at all. I think it's all about business. It's about who can do the job, who do you want to represent your ball club. And I feel that I'm the best person for that job.
I know you've got to go through the draft and the free agency. Do you think this team can be a playoff team next year?
Of course we do. I mean, and that's the expectation every year, and that's why when you don't do it, like this year, there's more disappointment by everyone because you build up what you think you're capable of doing. But for me, this will be our first really off season. I mean, as far as free agency, we didn't have free agency my first year. There's a lockout. Camp ended. It was very, very different type of free agency. Last year, we know we were spending some time trying to get a quarterback signed, so we really didn't do a lot last year. I think we signed two guys in free agency. So I think this year gives a chance to we know our players. We had two good drafts. I think we're going to have another good draft. We're going to probably get some extra picks there. So, again, we've done a great job. I think Rustin has done a great job in his group and the coaching staff of bringing in some good young talent, and we have to be smart about identifying what our needs are, and then in those two processes between free agency and the draft, you know, fill some of the holes so that we can be a team that you saw today on a weekly basis. I think Kenny got a shoulder towards the end. Hopefully that's nothing, no big deal there. And then I think CJ's ankle got sore at the end, so we had Mooney in there you know, running and did a nice job for us. And but I think other than that, we're okay.
You went for it a couple of times on fourth down late. And is that just your offense going out there a lot to try to get something to feel good about?
Yeah, that was, I mean, it's really the first time. The first one, we had a nice lead. Probably normally would kick a field goal there. But again, felt because the defense was playing so well, we had a 3-touchdown lead. The offense had not been on the field hardly at all. Thought if we can convert, it was, we had the 3rd and 1 all of a sudden. I thought it was close to 3rd and 4th and 2. The ball gets bad, it guy's wide open. So I thought, try to keep the offense out there, try to build, get a little confidence going with them, and get to finish a drive again. Because after that first drive of the game, which obviously was a great drive, we struggled to make plays when plays were there to be made the rest of the half. And then the second time, kind of the same thing. There's only, whatever it was, 4 or 5 minutes left. I thought that was the smartest thing to do there, give a chance to make a play, and unfortunately, we didn't make either. It's just been nice if they helped him. I mean, again, he starts out with the first drive, which is exactly what you want to see. He comes out, takes the opening kick, kind of did with the Jets, go right down the field, made some nice throws, a couple good runs. We score. He comes back on the next drive. He hits Nate on a 3rd and 10, which is probably going to be a touchdown right in the hands, running away from the defender. All of a sudden, that could be 14. We could have 14 points right there. Then on the 3rd down and 3, what's him gets backed into him, gets pressure in his face, so he can't complete the ball. The guy's wide open on a 3rd and 3 on the second series. So it's stuff like that that's still frustrating, that we're not making plays when they're there. And the defense was doing the same thing at the same time, and then all of a sudden it came together. But again, and then the offense isn't on the field. Like you mentioned, the nice thing is we were rallying with points, and believe me, you'll take points and not worry about the offense getting points, but all of a sudden the offense is sitting on the sidelines for a half hour, 45 minutes, and watching, going out for extra points, which, again, we'll gladly do that. But, again, just took them out of sync, I think, and it was more about just controlling the clock and, by the time we got into the fourth quarter. So that's why I was hoping that those 4th downs, if we could have converted one of those, it would have been nice just to kind of get momentum to finish a drive again. So, it's been frustrating a lot of the year not making plays when they're there. And you saw some of that in this game, even though we overcame that with a lot of big plays by the defense and the special teams.